I think it's going to be a long war. I mean, the problem is that the leak has not stopped. That all things that they've tried to do to stop it have failed. Right now, the pollution is still spreading, and it is spreading below the water and above the water, and we don't even know the extent of the damage yet.
Are your people investigating it on their own?
We have a team down there who's been with one of our speedboats out surveying the area. In some cases, we've been shushed away from areas where oil has come ashore by Coast Guard or hired security, and we've documented quite extensive damage in the area and been able to take a lot of journalists out to show them as well.
What have your people found as far as the wildlife in the region goes?
Well, right now we're seeing the first real landfall of big chunks of oil, big pools of oil, and you're seeing impact to pelican colonies and other birds that are nesting right in the shore area. Out in the oil, there are colonies of dolphins, and we've spotted manta rays and sharks from airplane trips. So this is a really vibrant ecosystem. It's tremendously productive, and you've got everything from the wetlands out to the deep water. You've got sperm whales out in the depth where the actual well is. So again, the extent of this damage, the catastrophic take up of the ecosystem by oil really will extend for years. What the fisherman is talking about, or the president of Plaquemines, is saying that we still have a chance to stave off the worst of it if we can stop the leak, stop the blowout, and then the cleanup begins. Now, you cannot clean up the wetlands. Right now they're talking about burning the wetlands where the oil is, because you really can't get the oil out of there. It's not like scrubbing off a rock or a beach. So it's really going to take many, many years, if not decades, to undo this damage, and the first step is cutting off the leak.
In an ironic way, this disaster actually helps those who are opposed to offshore oil drilling.
We've raised questions for many years about the safety of offshore drilling, and also if it's necessary, because, you know, in fact, the government's projections under the Bush administration were that if we drilled the entire outer continental shelf, all known reserves out there would only result in a fraction of the oil we use and reduce gas prices by like 3 cents in 2030. And I think the American people have to decide whether that's worth the risk.